You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody, once again. I'm very excited. I am so excited. Why? Because you made the choice to tune in to your spiritual GPS to success, and I have made the choice to be with you, and I just want to be in the fun. I want to be with the people that are celebrating life. I am your intuitive life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and you all know what? Oh, I got a great show for you. I am really, really excited for you, and as always, thank you very much for those of you that send your love, that send your support, that let me know that you are tuning in, you inbox me, and I really want to tell you thank you so much. But you know, today I want to deal with learning, education. Why? Obviously, our kids are going back to school, and all the parents are saying, yay! Parents, let me hear you. Let me hear you, parents. What's your... My goodness. Now, we go pray for all you teachers. We go pray. We go pray for y'all that God give y'all patience. All right? Be patient with my kids. All right? But listen, you know, parents, we are excited. Woo-hoo! Y'all get up out of here. Get your book bag. Get your socks. Even if you ain't finished your breakfast, I don't care. Get up the door. Go out the door. But you know what? It is that time for them to go back to school, and it is a joy to watch our children learn. It really is. And oh, my goodness, isn't it peaceful? You know, some of you parents that work from home, and even you get home a little bit earlier than your kids, or you leave later than your kids, and just to have that peace, but we love our kids. Now, don't get me wrong, because we can't wait for them to get back home many times to find out how was your day. But, you know, with our children going back to school and our college students are going back to the universities, you know, it puts in my mind, what is it that I want to learn right now? I don't want my children to be the only ones learning and progressing and advancing in life. I want to do the same. So I'm going to ask you that question. What is it that you desire to learn even right now? Oh, some of us say, I don't want to learn nothing. I just want the money. I want to manifest a new house. I want to manifest a new car. All of those things are really good. They are. But could it be that Spirit is trying to teach you some things at the same time? What is Spirit trying to teach you? In fact, I think I'll ask that question because I got some callers that are on already in queue waiting to come on. But let's look at it that way, you all. I asked another question, what are you wanting to learn? But I feel that more so. What is Spirit trying to teach you? It may be patience. It may be a new way of getting money. It may be a new idea. It may be sewing. It may be cooking. But what is Spirit trying to teach you that will help you to achieve what you want to manifest? Sometimes it's not a denial. No, it's just that I want you to learn more about what you want so that you will be ready to receive it and handle it and do it. Wow, I like that. So listen, don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on your spiritual GPS to great success. That's the way I want to say it right now. All right? Your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I got a lot of readings to do on tonight. So get ready. Turn your headsets up. I'll be right back, okay? Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, right out of Atlanta, Georgia. Ooh, it is hot. You know, y'all, I'm praying, God, come on, send the coolness. The coolness. Oh, God, is it hot out there. But, you know, be grateful. It's always something positive. Be grateful. that you can feel the heat. Be grateful for what you have right now. But I want to encourage someone that's listening to me right now. What is spirit desiring to teach you? Is it something that spirit wants you to learn that will help you to achieve your goal? Now, let me tell you this. Many of you already know that I moved to California, and I enjoyed my time there, but it is beautiful out there in California. But for me, I went through several different ordeals, let's say it that way. I mean, I had so many problems in California health-wise, and gout came upon me. You know, I remember that in the middle of the night, I was crying. I was crying and hollering. You know, I didn't want the sheet to touch my foot or anything. And I had to go to the emergency room like, what is this? And I told the nurse, I said, if you can't give me a shot, give me a gun, because I'm going to shoot this toe. This is killing me. And they just laughed. But I had so many issues. Even when I was in California, I even had heart-related issues. I remember going to the doctors, and I thought it was just a little minor problem. Next thing I know, they got all kind of doctors coming through the door. I'm like, what is this? We think you're having a heart attack. I ain't having no heart attack, man. What's the matter with you? I'm good. They even put me in the hospital and all of that stuff. But I had so many other issues that were going on. And then I got the notification from Spirit that it was time for me to leave. And Spirit opened the door for me to move to where I am now, to Atlanta. And I asked Spirit a question. I said, now, God, why did you bring me here to California in the first place? Why? What was that all about? I was in California for 5 years. Oh, trust me, it is one of the most beautiful places you ever want to live. Absolutely gorgeous. But I was asking this question, why? And at that very moment, I was passing by a school that my son attended, and Spirit said, that's why. I brought you here for education. It was there I learned more about my gifting. It was there that I received my certification in hypnotherapy. It was there my wife received her master's degree in theology. It was there that I received my doctoral degree in theology. It was there that most of my older children graduated. He began to tell me, I brought you here for education, and with education comes manifestation. The more you know, the more you can do. I want to ask you, think about that right now. What is Spirit trying to teach you? And it did. While I was there, it taught me more about the prophetic, more about being intuitive. It taught me more about life. It taught me more about manifestation. In fact, while I was in California, it was there that I became a part of the Law of Attraction Radio Network and iHeartRadio. It was there that many opportunities opened for me. Oh, now you know what? That's what they call a blessing in disguise. It really was that. It was a blessing in disguise. So, you know, be aware that it could be that Spirit is trying to teach you something. What is it that you want to learn as we go into this school year? What is something that you really desire to learn from Spirit? Listen, I want to jump right in and talk to my friend Carol. Carol, she's been on before with us from Albany, New York. Now, Carol, how's the weather out there in Albany?
Well, we've had a lot of terrible storms. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Y'all had a lot of terrible storms out there.
Yes, we've had terrific rainstorms, lightning, thunder, wind. So there's been a lot of problems with power lines being down and trees being uprooted, that type of thing.
Okay. Well, we know not to come to New York right now, okay? We'll let y'all, we're going to let the storm pass over. So, Carol, what is something that you think that you would like to learn, or maybe that you feel that Spirit is trying to teach you this school year?
Okay, that was actually a very hard question. I think I need to learn to focus. Mm. I have a lot of things that I can do and that I enjoy doing. But it's I can get distracted. So I need to learn to focus to finish what I start.
So you need to learn to focus. I like that. And I love what you said. The reason why is to finish what you have started. So now, here's my next question. Is there something that you know right now off the top of your spirit, I'm going to say it that way, that you want to finish?
I'm not sure. And that's where I get confused.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually where I get confused. I've never been able to say specifically, this is my passion.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I struggle with that.
So struggling with what is your passion. Now, I like this conversation. Tell me something. What is something that you really like to do?
What is something that I really like to do?
Mm-hmm.
I like to garden. I like crafting, yarn work. I like counseling and advising. And I've done that well because I was able to take volunteer work and turn it into a career. So I do that part, but I still feel unfocused.
Okay. Now, you know what? You do have the ability to focus, because anybody that can do craftsman work and different things of that nature, they have to be focused even to the detail. So you are able to do that. And I really do feel that your craftsmanship or different, the arts and the crafts and the different things that you do is going to bleed over into your counseling. They're going to kind of merge. And this is something that is going to happen. And you're going to understand this not too far from now. Don't ask me how. This is just what Spirit is telling me, because it's already gifted. It's already there in you. We're just going to develop it, or Spirit is going to develop it more. So I like that. So understand that this school year, there are going to be some opportunities to come for you to focus, to practice being focused, okay? To practice being focused. And you're going to see great results even in, he's telling me, counseling sessions. So you're going to do some counseling sessions that are going to pay you very nicely, is the word I want to use, okay? So now, is there anything particular, Carol, that you wanted me to look into for you on today?
Tell me about my social life. I live in a small town, so it's difficult.
All right. I love what you said. You live in a small town. So therefore, what is happening in your social life is that you got to really begin to cause the spotlight to come on you. In that small town, I want you to teach or counsel others. Notice the word I'm using. Teach or counsel others how to celebrate. Teach or counsel others how to celebrate, period. It doesn't matter what they're celebrating, just celebrate, because celebration manifests other celebrations. Some people used to, my sister, oh, she's phenomenal with her children. She would celebrate the day they get off of the pacifier. And then she would celebrate the day that they would, you know, throw away the bottle and start drinking out of a sippy cup. You know, she had a big celebration plan. And it was like, you know, that was a thing in their house. Every child, they would celebrate these things. Oh, they went to the potty. It's celebration time. I'm like, God up in heaven. But everybody enjoys the praise and the celebration. And so the child would do something else to be celebrated. So that keeps them on a pattern of doing good. So I want you to teach that town, or counsel that town, or even guide that town into how to celebrate. Okay?
Okay. I'll have to think about that. How to do that. Okay.
Oh, it'll come easy to you. It'll come easy to you, I promise you, you know, and really think of, it's like doing a wine and cheese. I just feel something very simple, just celebrating, even finding out what is going on in the town and celebrate that. Have a few friends over, start with 3 friends and let it grow from there if you desire, going as according to how you feel comfortable. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
Well, good. I really appreciate you, Carol. And you all stay safe out there in that bad weather, okay?
I am. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
in the heat.
Yeah, we gonna cut the AC. I got my light bill the other day, and I almost cried, but I said, God, you know, I just got to deal with it because I got to have the air.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I gotta have an ass. That's just one bullet I gotta bite, but it's okay. We're doing good. Carol, you continue to take care, okay? Listen, everybody, you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosel, and listen, I am so glad to be with you. I'm going back to the line, and I want to see if I can find Tasia. I'm going to find Tasia. Tasia's calling me from Miami. Tasia, let me see if I can find you. Tasia, are you there?
Yes.
How you doing, Miss Tasia?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, wonderful, Tasia. Now, listen, Tasia. Now, Tasia, I don't remember speaking to you. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, Tasia, you know, I asked you this earlier, but are you related to Fantasia Barrino?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess I'll talk to you anyway, but... But listen, Tasia, I thank you very much for calling from Miami. And Tasia, I asked a question. You know, what is this? What is something that you would like to learn? First, Tasia, let me ask you, do you have any children?
I do. I have one daughter.
You have one daughter. Mm-hmm. All right. Ooh. Please tell me you desire more children.
I do.
Okay. Because I'm picking up three. So I don't know why. I have to go here. I'm picking up three. And that is a recovery. Now, I don't mean to go here with you right quickly, but please know this. Spirit is saying that you are in recovery from, I don't know if it was a loss or some devastation, but you are in recovery. I feel like I'm in a hospital. Just everything is good, and they're bringing me food. I'm just recovering from a surgery, like I'm recovering from something. So just know that. Kick that to the back burner. But in other words, I want you to know your dreams are not lost. You just went through a recovery period. And even since last August, even to now, you have really been in recovery, and I'm proud of you. I don't know you, but I'm proud of you that you maintained your mindset, that you maintained positive thinking. And because it was a challenge for you, especially when the new year came in, it was a challenge for you to remain positive. You had to really fight off depression. Does that make sense to you, Miss Tasia?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, Miss Tasia, what is something that you would like to learn as our kids go back to school and all of that? What is something that you think you would like to learn from Spirit?
I would like to be able to discern His voice more in my life.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know, I think that would really benefit you, but I really want you to do this for me. Relax and appreciate what you are hearing. I need you to relax and appreciate what you are hearing. And if there is a class that I teach about hearing God's voice, I thank you motivating me to teach it again, but I want you to first right now, I just want you to start relaxing and appreciating what you are hearing. Well, how I know it's Him? A lot of times it's because the way you feel.
Yeah.
It's the way you feel. Now, I don't know why I have to tell you this, and you may go to church or you may go to any other place for a type of religious activity or ceremony, but the word He's giving me to share with you is reconnect with Spirit. Reconnect, not with Spirit, I'm sorry, but with church or your religious affiliation. Reconnect. I don't feel there has been such a connection as there once was because of situations that took place. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So please know that Spirit is saying, hey, Spirit needs you now. Spirit needs you to reconnect. And I feel like I'm in a room full of teenagers. Oh God, up in heaven, you know. Oh, my daughter, I took her out to eat the other day, and she brought another one of her little teenage friends, and oh my God, you know them teenage girls, and they just laughing. Everything is funny. I'm just like, oh God, you know. And it's fun for me to watch them, but soon they're like, okay, now, all right, that ain't funny, y'all. But I feel like I'm in a room of teenagers, and what that is telling me is that your story, or your the word I'm getting, and I don't think I've ever used this word, is your heroic or heroism, your heroic activity is needed to be heard, and there are people that need to hear your story of survival. So please note that you are needed, and people need to hear from you, especially that group right there, our teenagers. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Tasia, Spirit just went off on you and just started talking. So, Tasia, is that something you need me to look into for you on tonight?
No. Whatever the Lord, whatever He leads, I'm okay with that.
Well, carry on, Tasia. The spirit of your maternal grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on. That's what I'm hearing. As soon as you said that, carry on the spirit of your maternal grandmother. Now, she may be alive. She may have crossed over. It doesn't matter. I want you to carry on the energy that she possessed. And it may be strong. It may not be as pleasant. But still, I don't know which one it is. But I do want to encourage you. This is what Spirit is saying. Because apparently, I'm getting like a real, and that's the word I'm getting, strong. A strong presence. I need you to carry that on. There is a scripture in the Bible that says, I'm going to use it this way, Tasia, greater is He who is within you than he that is in the world. So we're not going to be afraid of the world. We're going to acknowledge who we have within us. Does that make sense to you, Miss Tasia?
Yes.
Thank you so very much, Miss Tasia, for being a part of the show on today. And I want to hear back from you, okay? Let me know of your results, how things are going for you. Will you do that for me, Tasia?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you too can be a part of the radio broadcast. Oh, I'm not through. I got so many people waiting. I got Joshua waiting and some others that are waiting for me. But listen, if you desire to be a part of the radio program, all you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691. That's LOA to 40691. And listen, everybody, oh, don't y'all go anywhere, because I got to tell you about an event that is coming September the 14th. I want you to circle that date, because I want you to meet me here in Atlanta. I want to meet you. We're going to have what is called a meet and greet Dr. Mosley. And by the way, I'll be celebrating my 51st birthday. Yay! But listen, I want you to come and meet me here in Atlanta. I want to shake your hand. I'm going to give readings. We're going to have a little breakfast for you and all of that. But I want you to come. It's September the 14th at 10 a.m. That is a Saturday. It's 10 a.m. on that Saturday. Come on, have a cup of coffee with me and let's enjoy life together. That will be at the Eagles Landing Country Club right here in Atlanta, Georgia, or Stockbridge, Georgia. It's on the outskirts of Atlanta. And I wish to see you. Now, if you want more information, all you have to do is call me. Call my office, 916-467-4448. Yeah, come on and celebrate with me. You can get your hotel and enjoy. We got all kinds of attractions here in Atlanta. Go to the aquarium, go to the Martin Luther King Museum, so many other things, and the food is just to die for here. So come and celebrate with me and meet me. It'll give me the opportunity to meet you and to thank you for listening to our program and making us a great success. It is because of you. That's why I want to do this, and I can meet you and even give you the biggest hug I can. All right? Now, that's September the 14th. I want you to see if you can join me, okay? Listen, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
everybody. This is Constance Arnold, and I just wanted to share that I was really praying and seeking God in the area, and Dr. Mosley called me, and he really prophesied specifically the solution that I had been praying about. He was unaware of my personal situation, and I just really would like to endorse him as really an authentic prophet who can really speak a life and direction into your life. So I'm going to encourage you to contact him and be changed.
Thank you so much, my friend Constance Arnold. And she is going to be there with me for the meet and greet on September the 14th. That's right. Constance is going to be there. She is going to MC everything for me. And oh, now she's just a jewel. She's just a jewel. She's the international life coach, Constance Arnold, and she's coming. You know, I'm so appreciative of her, and she is just phenomenal at what she does. So come and meet me, meet Constance Arnold, meet my darling wife, but more than that, give me the opportunity to meet you. That is going to be September the 14th at the Eagles Landing Country Club. It is complimentary of the Prophetic Institute for Prosperous Living, and that's my institute that I teach. So I wish that you would come. Let me know if you're going to be there, okay? Now, that's going to be September the 14th at 10 a.m. I'm going back to the phone lines. I believe I have Joshua from Dallas. Joshua, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Thank you so much, Josh, for being on. Now, Joshua, you calling me from Dallas, the Big D. How long have you lived in Dallas?
About my whole life.
Really? Look here. Look here. Do you know my daddy? My daddy live in Dallas. he really does. You know what? My father, and I'm very proud of him, he lives in Dallas. He's a photographer. He used to have a picture called Roy Studio out there in Dallas, Texas. But anyway, you know what? When did you graduate?
I did, 2008, and then I did a postgraduate year, 2009.
Is that college or high school?
That was high school.
You know what? You probably seen him because he takes a lot of the high school pictures. So he probably was there and just didn't know it. But Joshua, tell me something. School has started and all of that good stuff. So tell me, what is something that you wish to learn this year?
I'm not really going to go to school, but what I wish to learn this year is to like really position myself for the apostolic.
You want to position yourself for what? Now say it again.
I want to position myself for the apostolic, my apostolic missions.
Okay, for your apostolic missions. So that that is in the church. So you're believing God, and you want to learn more about the apostolic missions that God has for you. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, when you say apostolic, what does that mean for you?
Pretty much, it's just talking about the journey in the life of an apostle, and pretty much just how we're sent, and how we're sent to different places, and we're called to bring reconciliation to wherever we go and to wherever God sends.
Okay, now, so you're going to really, you believe, now, first of all, you believe this is where God has for you, and you are going to, you want to learn more about this and how to go about that, and I think that's wonderful. I really do. When God calls us to do something, we're going to have the education to go with it. And this is where some people don't really follow through. And I'm going to say it this way. This is when you can tell the men from the boys and the women from the girls, okay? I had the gift or the ability to prophesy as a child, and I didn't know it. And in fact, I didn't care to know it at that time. It was nothing I cared to do. However, as time began to grow and I began to realize I had this ability, then I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Let me research. And I went to the bookstore. I bought every book I could find. And this is what I want to encourage you. Mr. Joshua, one thing I want to encourage you is to remain open to spirit. because he is going to teach you some things that you are not accustomed to. He's going to share some things with you that you may not even have learned in a church-related setting, but he wants to teach you some things that you can really know. So God really wants, you know, the scripture says, behold, I'll do a new thing, right? You know that scripture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So really, you're part of the new thing. Isn't that exciting to know?
Actually, it is.
You are a part. Now, that's the way I want you to look at it. I am a part of that new thing that God is doing, and he's trusting me and counting on me to do it. So I want you to remain excited about that, because there's so many great opportunities that are coming for you. But open yourself to the realm of spirit. Learn everything that you can. Everything. Don't shun anything. Now, and I mean that. I really do mean that. Because sometimes I remember I bought a book, and the book was called Numerology. Now, I was in the store, and a Christian came to me, and he saw the name of the book. He said, well, now, if you had a relationship with Jesus, you would need that book. You wouldn't even want to buy it. And I looked at him, and I was very polite. I said, well, sir, I do have a relationship with Jesus. That is why I'm buying this book. Because there are many numbers in the Bible, and I need to understand what he's saying. And immediately, he was very nice. He did. He apologized. He said, I'm so sorry. I said, see, so many of us, we lack the understanding that we need for elevation. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So and the Bible says, in all of your getting, finish that for me, Joshua. What did it say?
Get an understanding.
See, you already there. Joshua, is there a question or anything that I can look into for you on today?
Well, not really. Is there anything else that the Spirit has given you?
Well, I will tell you this. Again, I want you to celebrate what you have accomplished. And this is really big. I want you to celebrate what you have accomplished. And I just told somebody else this similar. Celebrations bring about greater manifestations. So sometimes you have a tendency to demean what you have done or not celebrate it as strongly. You know, it's like, oh, I just did that. Oh, it's all right. But I could have did this. Or but it's like you don't really just say I did this and stop right there. In fact, put an exclamation point right there. I did this. Take time to celebrate you. Does that make sense to you, Mr. Joshua?
Yes, I did this. Come on here.
So I need you, and you know what I want you to understand is really I want you to get a copy of my book. Go on my website and get a copy of the book. Talk yourself into it, because in the book you're going to understand. Now there are two books that I have right now, but the Talk Yourself Into It is one that I really encourage you to get, because it talks about also not only do we believe God, but God needs you to believe in you. Because God cannot work to do what he wants to do if you doubting yourself. So God needs you to believe in you. Remember that story about the Virgin Mary? And the angel came to her and said, hey, Mary, I need you to bring Jesus on in here. What? Man, I don't even know no man like that. But you know what? When the angel got through talking, what did Mary say? Mary said, you know what? Be it unto me. Come on, let's do this. Come on, God, let's do this. She believed that she can do it. So really right now, Spirit is saying, Joshua, I need you to celebrate yourself, because that's going to increase your faith in you. And God needs that level of faith to get what he wants done. I don't want to take my car to a mechanic that don't believe he can fix it. Okay?
Come on here.
Does that make sense, Mr. Joshua?
Yes, sir.
Hang in there. So good, Mr. Joshua. I want you to hang in there. And listen, please, when you get a chance, go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com, drmichaelmosley.com, and get a copy of the book, Talk Yourself Into It, okay?
I got you. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And listen, everybody, you in tune to your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Yeah, you got to believe in yourself. Are you ready to do that? Come on, I'm quite sure you are. Now listen, if you want a prophetic reading with Dr. Moses, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Or just go to the website. You can do it all from right there. Go to drmichaelmosley.com and you can schedule your reading with me. I would love to share some things, some insight with you. What is it that Spirit is trying to teach you? Think about it, because in your education, it is leading to a greater manifestation. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Moseley. Did you circle that date, September the 14th, for the meet and greet, Dr. Michael Moseley? Because come on, give me that opportunity. I want to give you a hug. I really do. And you know, I want you to really be part of my gift for my birthday. Really, because you all have really encouraged me, inspired me, and have done so many wonderful things. Oh, I want you to really be part of my celebration, okay? So that's September the 14th, right here in Atlanta at the Eagles Landing Country Club. I want you to be here with me. Meet me, Constance Arnold, my darling wife. Oh, yes, she's going to be there. We're just going to have fun. My children are going to be there. We're just going to celebrate and really enjoy each other. Would you do that? Circle September the 14th at 10 a.m. at Eagles Landing Country Club right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going back to the phone lines right now. Let's see. I believe I have Mr. Eric. Eric, how are you doing, Eric? Uh-oh, Eric, are you there? I think Eric missed me. Eric, are you there? And now he done went on vacation. See? Well, that's all right. Eric probably took a little break right there, I guess. But you know what I need to do? Let me go find Shamika. I know Shamika is on here. Shamika, let's see.
Here.
There you are, Shamika. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I am wonderful. Now, Shamika, you calling me from North Carolina, right?
Yes.
wonderful, beautiful lady. So listen, now, Shamika, I asked this question. I want you to see if you can think about it for just a second. What is something that you would like to learn? You know, the kids are going back to school right now. So think about what is something that you would like to learn for this year?
I want to learn more about real estate.
I like
that. Honestly.
You really want to learn? So what do you want to do in real estate?
Well, I suppose to start back school next Tuesday if I decide to pay and go back again. I want to learn how to basically, like, I know I don't need my real estate license to really, like, buy, you know, foreclosed homes and stuff at auctions and go in them, gut them out and fix them and things like that. But I want the real estate also so I can sell homes, the profit, you know, and bring more income and basically help me get to where I'm trying to go in life, you know.
Now, you know what?
Build my entrepreneurship and stuff.
I like what you just said. Now, I like what you even were there. You said, I know I don't need the license to do certain things. Then you had what we always waiting on, but you put that but right there, and that's good. That's a good time to use the but. And then you said, I want, I'm a paraphrasing, I want to bring more. I want to do more. I want more. I'm not just settled with filing the foreclosures or doing this. I want more. So this is what I want everybody to understand. Your education leads to greater manifestation. This is what we want us to everybody to grab. When you know more, you can do more. So I like that. So Shamika, what is something I can look into for you?
Just life itself. Just life itself. I don't have nothing in particular.
Wait, okay. I'm fit to be messy. Like your boyfriend.
I don't got no one. And I don't want no one right now. I'm waiting for my husband.
So, all right. Yeah. She waiting. Well, you got to start right there. Got to be a boyfriend first. Or you just
gonna, that's true.
You going to meet him today and go off to Vegas and get married tonight.
No, but I don't know. I
want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you because the reason why I'm congratulating you is because lately, this is what Spirit is saying, you have been more focused. You have been more focused. And so this is what Spirit is saying for me, because of your ability and your ability to focus more, expect to receive more. And more really is your bottom line. More, because you just said, I know I don't need, all of that, but I want more. I want to do more in my life. I want more for my life. Okay, so I want you to expect to receive more. There's a great, I feel like I'm relaxing. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm on a lake and I'm just relaxing in the water. And so Spirit is saying, I want you to relax more, because there's so much good that is coming for you. Now, I also hear raise, so that sounds good. I hear a raise.
I do.
I really do hear a raise. I feel because of your focus, it has caused you to have an increase altogether around your life. So I'm telling you, I really do feel a raise. So, hey, you keep going here.
Right.
So I really, and I
want a better position. A better position.
Yeah, because I do feel a raise. So therefore, I'm telling you, it may come through the better position, and I'm sure that it is, because somebody has been watching you. Now, this is a gentleman that has been watching you, not in a romantic sense, but in a work ethic sense. I do feel a gentleman has been watching you in your level of production. So I want to say yes, I feel that it will lead to a better position. So let's just be on the expectancy level, okay? We're going to expect this, okay?
Right.
Well, listen, you give everybody for me out there a hug for me, okay?
I will. I have something to say, though. I know last time when I spoke to you, you told me August it would get better. I ended up getting a full-time job. Since then, I bought me a brand-new Camaro from a dealership. Since then, I went to the dealership. I didn't go to, not talking about the little dealership, but I didn't go to a little rinky-dink dealership. I went to a certified Chevrolet dealership. They had it there, but my gut was telling me not to get it. So I left there and I went to the Mitsubishi dealership, and I purchased me a brand new Camaro. And I got a full-time position at my job, and I got to get like 3 more raises before I'm at top pay. But you said life was going to get better, and God is so good, because life actually got really great. I've been happy and I've been at peace, and things have just been working in my favor. I've been so focused, like you said, like, and it's crazy when you told me this. I was like, wow, you told me this on the phone. It was like the beginning of this year when I spoke to you on the call just like this, and you said life's gonna get better. You like, I see another job, and I never told you on the phone that I had an interview, but I had an interview that next day. Well, I got the job in April. So I spoke to you a little bit before April, because April the 20th I got the job, full-time position. And like, I was praying to God that week, and like 2 days later, I was at a temp job at a pharmaceutical plant, and I was praying, and 2 days later, I got a call from the lady, and she hired me. When I went, they hired me on the spot. They liked me so good. They called me back the same day. I was like, we offered you a position. And I started in April. I spoke to you before April, and you said, in August, I just see things turning around. I just see things being great. I got half of my pay, in August. Matter of fact, I got my first raise in August. And I got my car by the end of July, going to 2 August. And I was like, wow, spoke that. And I want to say thank you so much and continue to keep me in your prayers and things you say. I want people to know on the line that I've been knowing you since I was probably like 15. You know, when I was running these streets and doing everything and how my life has just transitioned, and you always spoke life into me and the girl I was hanging with, which Marquise, the skinny light singer, and everything you told us, it came to pass. And I want to say thank you. Even the things you prophesied over my life and gave me a word on my life this year came to pass, and life is really going good for me. I mean, I'm making the most money I have made. I'm still not even at top pay. I'm able to afford my bills, not stressed, you know. Things are going great, and I'm just so, so, so focused, and I'm just so, so, so determined for more. And I know that I have not been through everything I've been through to live ordinary, more like extraordinary. And I be telling, asking God about God, I'm just ready for it all, you know. Each one teach one, even if I could just reach one and let one young person know the things I have been through and all the things that I have been through and got through, then life would be great.
Oh,
but I just want to say thanks again. I just wanted to give you that little part.
You made a tear fall from my eye. Oh my goodness. I'm glad I'm not on TV right now. I thank you so much, Miss Mika. Oh, just wrap your arms around yourself and know that that is my hug. Oh. And on top of that hug is Spirit hugging you and saying thank you. Move forward, my dear, and expect more. Oh, blessings to you. Give everybody my love. Will you do it?
I will. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Angel. Oh, I got to take a break after that one. Let me wipe my eyes. Listen, y'all, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, don't forget, you can get a reading from me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Okay? You can call my office if you want, 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. Now, we found Eric. You know, I found Eric. We had him listed under another name here. We lost Eric. He was still there. Eric, are you there?
Yes, sir.
There we go. I told you we found him. We found him. Eric, how you doing on today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Now, Eric, tell me, what is something that you want to learn this year? What is something you think you want to learn this year?
I want to learn more about the prophetic.
Oh, I like that.
And an ear for God.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, Eric, you know, I am teaching a class about the prophetic, and it's supposed to start September the 23rd. So now, what I want you to do, if you're interested, I want you to text the word masterclass. Text the word masterclass. And text it to 406. What'd I say? 40691, right? Text the word masterclass to 40691, and you should get some information about that, okay? But now, Eric, tell me something. What is something I can look into for you on tonight?
Just, you know, whatever God has.
All right. I want you, Eric, this is what God is telling you. I want you to really pay attention to what you're feeling in your heart. Because sometimes I have to say it this way, there's a tendency to become distracted by the opinions of other people. You know, one time, I think it was Adam and Eve that came to God and they said, God, we naked, we can't come before you. And God kind of looked at them and said, well, who told you were naked? I'm the one that made you. Who told you? Where did you get that from? In other words, so I didn't tell you that. I didn't teach you that. So who you've been talking to, who you've been listening, who have you been under their influence? So I want you to really realize this. Everything is not God's sense. So really go with what your heart is really saying. And realize that some people, they may mean well, but that's not really what God is really saying for you. So you may have to just really go in and differentiate. This is what I feel like doing, so I'm going to follow this. I'm going to do this, okay?
Yes, sir.
So continue to move forward. Give your wife and your children a big hug from me, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right. God bless you, Eric. I appreciate
God bless you too.
Very much. Listen, everybody, you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am really glad to be here with you on today. Now, don't forget, circle September the 14th and meet and greet me, Dr. Michael Mosley, along with my dear friend Constance Arnold. We are coming together and we are just going to celebrate my 51st birthday. And along with that, my darling wife is going to be here and she's going to sing and you get a chance to meet her. And I'm very serious. More than anything, I have the privilege to hug you as my gift, to embrace you from my heart, okay? So I want to see you September the 14th right here in Atlanta, Georgia at the Eagles Landing Country Club. Now, you can call me if you need further information, 916-467-4448. Come on, get your plane ticket. Some of you can drive from here. Drive from Miami. Where Tasia? You can drive from Miami and come on up here. Yeah, and enjoy the beautiful scenery of Atlanta. We would be so grateful to see you, okay? So if you want to just plan your little vacation, come on, plan a getaway weekend and come on up here to Atlanta. And listen, let me see. I believe I'm going to Amber. Amber, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you so very much for being on. I'm doing good. Amber, where are you calling me from?
Atlanta.
Amber, you in Atlanta?
I sure am.
For real? Amber.
Yes, sir.
Amber, you see if you can make it on the 14th, okay? I would love to meet you, Amber. Please, I would really love to meet you. Amber, what is something you would like to learn this school year?
More avenues for financial freedom.
More avenues for financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That is really, really good. Amber, I'm going to tell you something, what I feel in my spirit for you. You know, I've heard this before, but sometimes we say this in church, but I'm going to tell you this. Search your heart. Search your heart for what you enjoy, because that's where the bulk of your money is coming from. Search your heart for what you enjoy, because that's where the bulk of your money is coming from. Are you a counselor?
No, but I'm actually starting a venture where I would like to help out other people, give more I guess something like a coach, a life coach, to help people be their best self.
Okay. So I need to encourage you on this. What's that? It's an old secular, not an old song, but it was a secular song that says, "Shake it fast, watch yourself, show me what you're working with." I can hear that. Have you ever heard that jam?
I have.
You know what? I'm hearing that to say this. You have to illustrate what you are going to present. So right now, you have everything you need to coach someone, to inspire someone, to even lead somebody, but we just need to see it working in you. That's why Spirit is saying, search your heart. Search your heart. You have a lot of ability within yourself. Search your heart. In other words, you can make a lot of money by believing in you and then doing it. Then you're going to show others, this is what I did. This is what I did. This is my story. This is how I made it. This is, and especially in the area of relationship. I don't know why I'm saying that to you, but I have to go there, okay? Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. In other words, what's that other song by Destiny's Child or Beyonce, "I'm a Survivor"?
Yeah.
You can sing that or even dance to it because you are. Now, you may have survived by other means, and maybe you did get upset. Maybe you did key the person's car, talk back, or whatever. But you can teach from that level, this is what I did, and this is what I learned from what I did. So your experiences in life right now are going to be a great motivator. So I want you to realize that you have what it takes right now. That is what Spirit is saying. And what I'm hearing is you are much stronger than what you think. You are really a great and a strong woman. So know this. Mm. Are you looking for love? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Because some people not. Now, you may be already married. Are you? Let me see. Are you single?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm single.
I want to be careful what I tell you, because really, I have to say that somebody's watching you. And they're not very far. So I don't know if you're dating. It doesn't matter. But somebody's really watching you. And they really are desiring a closeness to you. Okay, so I want you to be aware that I feel somebody's watching you. So don't be discouraged. Be excited, because love really is in the air for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Do you understand that?
Thank you.
All right. So I want you to really realize that, and everything is going well. Everything is going well for you. Okay?
All right.
Well, good, my dear. I appreciate you so very much. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And I want you to please circle September 14th.
I definitely will. I'll put it in my calendar.
All right. So I want to see you September the 14th, and give me a chance to give you a hug, okay?
All right.
I appreciate you, my dear. You take care now. I'll talk to you again. Please let me know of your success, okay? Would you do that for me?
I will. Thank you so much.
Let
you have a great day.
You have a business also inside of you. I got to go, because that's what Spirit just said to me. You got a business. So either your counseling is going to be a business sort of thing, okay? Hold on to that. I got to get out of here. I gotta go. But listen, I really do feel that business side of you, okay? It's something about a business that you're gonna make your own money, okay?
All right.
Listen, I gotta go. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. You have a great one.
Same to you. Listen, everybody, I'm not out of words. I'm not out of love. I'm just out of time. But listen, I want you to stay on your path, your spiritual path, and give me a call, 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. And join me. You can join me September the 14th for the meet and greet Dr. Michael Mosley as we celebrate my 51st birthday. You can call my office at 916-467-4448. 916-467-4448. As well, if you want a reading, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. All right, the time is saying you really got to get out of here right now. Blessings to everybody. Continue to move forward. Spirit has some great things for you to learn, because your education is leading to a greater
manifestation. God bless you, everybody. I'll talk to you again next time.